The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on-site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with speakers direct from the summit floor. And I'm very happy to have with me Marcy Traxler, Vice President of Business Development and Service Line Strategy at Amida Health. Marcy, thank you for being here with me.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
So Marcy, you did a session on physician relations, best practices with mergers and acquisitions. Very interesting. Can you give us a brief overview of your session?
Well, there's so much change going on in MA in healthcare right now that, especially where I come from at Amida, we've been through two transactions in the last 4 years, and it's something that I think is important for everyone who might be going through this. So my co-speaker and I, Lori, really talked about what are some of the ways pre-integration and post-integration that you need to be thankful and mindful of as you are planning to merge your teams together or acquire new team members.
Gotcha. So how do mergers, acquisitions, and consolidations create new challenges, especially for physician liaisons?
Oh my gosh, I think they create a host of challenges. Anytime you're putting a new team together, we had customer service folks, and then we had really hardcore business development folks. And because everyone's trying to reduce the number of FTEs, we really had to combine the role together. And not everyone was comfortable with those skills. Some people don't really like the customer service side, and some people are very uncomfortable with the business development side. So I think the biggest challenge is to really let people understand what's expected in the role. And you might find that some people do not want to stay with the organization, and you kind of have to plan for that as well. They may find that the new job doesn't meet the requirements or has changed so much that it's not something they really no longer care to do. So it's really important to get to that point and make sure that that's one of the first foundational things that you do.
So is it important to bring your team together during a merger or acquisition, and how should you do that?
Well, I think foundationally we started with the job description, and then we moved on to socialize that job among the stakeholders, the CEOs, the regional operating officers, the service line leaders, to make sure that we were covering all the basic functions and tasks that needed to be done. And then preparing the team for that really is getting together and trying to be as transparent as you can about what is going on during the integration. It's a time of great upheaval and stress, and people, I think their first thought is, I'm going to lose my job. Then their second thought is, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a job I don't like. And then their third thought is, really, should I be staying? So you really have to be mindful of that and kind of coach them through the process that we're just trying to get the best team together and the best fit. In our organization, we made a decision, a strategic decision, that we were going to interview everybody for the job to make sure there was a good fit and that everyone was really comfortable.
You're so right. There's great upheaval and uncertainty in a merger and acquisition. So how should someone prepare themselves for an eventual merger or acquisition?
Well, I think, first of all, is you really have to be partners with your human resource team. It's so important that as you onboard the team members or our associates into this whole new organization, that you look at the pay grades, the team equity, the benefits. You have to kind of merge all that and come to really the median. So salary, car allowances, mileage, phone, even the technology that they're using. We had, in our acquisition, people were on different platforms, different servers, and getting that right so that people feel they have the tools to do their new job.
Right, that makes sense. So let's talk about physicians and engaging new physicians. How should we help physicians adapt to new referral networks?
Well, I think that's really, that's something we've spent a lot of time on. And when my team, especially, we have a very large clinically integrated network of physicians. It's over 4,000 physicians in our clinically integrated network. And as we got bigger in our geography, there might be key programs or specialty programs that might not have been available to them before. And you really have to almost start from scratch and go out to all of those channels and those physicians and make sure they know who in the network actually can meet that need now. And we found that mostly what we ran into physicians, that they were really grateful that there was a resource, even if a patient had to drive a little bit more, given that some of these specialties are really hard to find.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marcy, say I am a physician relations healthcare marketer. What is the most important thing for me to remember when it comes to physician relations during a merger or acquisition?
That your skills are valuable. Whether you come from the customer service side or you came from the hardcore sales side, we value those skills. And I think I would advise a physician liaison or anyone going through any kind of merger or acquisition that you have to be a sponge and you have to be curious and you have to want to expand the circle of your knowledge. It's very important in today's changing environment that we're all knowledge, able to acquire knowledge and build on that knowledge and build new skills from it. Those are the workers that will continue on in any kind of merger or transaction, but that's really up to you as a person to develop that resilience around obtaining more information.
So it sounds like go in with an open mind, and you said have the mindset of being ready to build on to whatever comes your way.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to be really flexible in today's job market. There's more, we're doing more and more with less and less. So if you don't come up with those new skill sets and learn new behaviors and new ways of doing things, you will be left behind in the job market. I guarantee it. Physician liaison or anybody really.
So important what you just said. You have to be flexible in today's job market. Marcy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Bill. I really enjoyed it.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.